Today is Maundy Thursday, the day in Holy Week when Jesus washes the disciples' feet. There are no feet to wash tonight, but I think there's something to be learned from this. One of the things that struck me as I thought about this night and this liturgy is that Maundy Thursday just might be the original liturgy of physical distancing. In my experience, and only my experience, as I'm certainly not wishing to broad stroke the entire Anglican Communion, even when we're able to gather in person, many of us do not attend this worship. And for those of us who do come, there's often only a few that take off their shoes and socks and place their feet in another's hands. It would seem when it comes to feet, we tend to keep our distance. And that is not a criticism at all of anyone. Believe me, because I don't think our hesitancy in distancing around Maundy Thursday has anything much to do with feet. I think at its root, it's about intimacy and vulnerability and opening ourselves to receive the life of another. And that's what this night is really all about. It's not really about feet. It's about vulnerability and love. And I think, given the climate and struggles over the past year, we're all feeling a little worn out and vulnerable and in need of some extra love. So let us tonight take a moment to recognize our brokenness and our vulnerabilities and remember whose people we are, whose beloved we are. And through the life-giving waters of baptism, whose servant we are. Jesus understood well both the symbolic power and the actual life-sustaining properties of water. There's many stories within our gospel text where water is playing a central key theme. Since the beginning of time, water has sustained all life on earth. It symbolizes new beginnings. It marks countless sacred and holy rituals. And our baptismal vows are no exception. Through the sacred waters of holy baptism, our loving God washes us clean. As we live into our baptismal vows, we encounter God and God's deep love for us and for the world. Tonight, wherever we are gathered, let us once again recall our baptism and the sacred, holy act of washing and water and humble service that Jesus is calling us into. Our times of late continue to be challenging. Many of us are feeling worn out and vulnerable and in need of some extra love. May we, with God's help, allow Jesus to wash our feet, to work on those parts of us that need healing, renewal, and forgiveness. May we learn to accept that Jesus wants us to be whole and holy and fully human. May we bear witness to God's love in us and others in every moment of every day. And finally, may we allow ourselves to be awash and fully present in the mysteries and inspiration and revelation Holy Week. Amen.